Expression is Priscilla Vasquez. The last name is V like in Victor, A like in Alpha, Z like in Zulu, Q like in Quebec, U like in Uniform, E like in Echo, Z like in Zulu. Priscilla, P-R-I-S-C-A-I-L-L-A. The clinical case of a 35-year-old Hispanic female that has a significant medical history of medullary sponge kidney and recurrent nephrolithiasis. As a matter of fact, the patient passed several stones, had to go to emergency room. Retrograde was done by Dr. Povey, bilateral stents were placed, and the patient was advised to come and follow up with us for the above mentioned conditions. The patient has calcium phosphate stones. There is no evidence of hypercalciuria. The urinary citrate was adequate, and the patient has hyperuricemia. This patient at one time was treated with a potassium citrate, but for reasons that are not clear to me, the medication was stopped. In the same way that allopurinol was stopped, and the patient has never been on hydrochlorothiazide. In this particular case, and due to the aggressiveness of the disease and the findings of smaller than expected kidneys with thinning of the cortex, despite the fact that the patient has a creatinine of 0.85, a BUN of 13, an estimated GFR of 92, without evidence of significant proteinuria, she should be treated aggressively. Period. I am going to get in touch with Dr. Povey's office to see whether or not the kidney stones were isolated and sent to the lab. In the latest laboratory workup, whether or not this is related to infection or not, because apparently was done when she had an acute problem, there was an ion gap of 15. And has been in that neighborhood, the possibility of renal tuberous acidosis has to be also entertain. In any event, the patient has medullary sponge kidney, number 2 nephrolithiasis, number 3 hyperuricemia, number 4 obstructive uropathy. Whether or not the patient has a Staghorn kidney is to be entertained. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient was given written instructions on how to take the potassium citrate, the allopurinol, as well as the administration of hydrochlorothiazide, that is going to be 25 milligrams every other day. Paragraph. We invested 15 minutes review in the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.